Would they ever call all those things shrubs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same thing as...
I think so.
Okay. Can I get you to pronounce that for me?
Shrub.
Okay. The other thing that I see here that I don't ever see at home are cactus. Are there different kinds of cactus?
Yes, there are several different kind of cactus. Yes.
What are the most... the ones you would see the most?
I don't really know the name of them.
Okay.
There's a barrel cactus, and they bloom beautifully. And the barrel cactus grows in kind of a clump of these little individual cactuses. Mm-hmm. Then there's a flat leaf cactus, but I don't know the name of it.
Mm. Okay.
I know you don't want to step on them.
You mentioned weeds. Were there particular weeds on the ranch that really just gave y'all a hard time?
Oh, yes.
I'm sure y'all really had to struggle with them because of the grazing areas.
Oh, yes. We had the white top, and there was, you can help me out with this, Victor.
The morning glory.
Yeah, the morning glory. We had that in here. And the wild milkweed, the treacherous kind. And the toad flax had a beautiful yellow flower on it.
Toad flax.
And burdock and thistles.
Do you have a Russian thistle?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Russian thistle and a purple thistle and Canadian thistle.
Mm.
And then we had a purple flower. What did we call that?
It was a wildflower.
Mm-hmm. And it was a pest. Mm-hmm. Oh, we fought weeds. We'd go along the county road and sprinkle poison on all these things.
Trying to keep them out.
Keep them under control. That milkweed, we've poisoned miles of it.
Toad flax, morning glories.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned morning glories. Were there other kind of vine weeds or vines like that grew a lot?
Yeah, right along. Run along on the ground.
I can't remember the name of all of them.
Okay.
Well, we aren't in contact with it anymore, kind of forget.
That's right, yeah.
You know, as you get older, you just... Something shuts off those...
Well, your mind gets filled with so many things, you just can't hold them all in there. You've got to get rid of some.
Our computers are getting filled up.
That's right. Were there any other kind of brushes, scrub brushes, that people might have seen?
Oh, rabbit brush and... I thought of one. A sagebrush, of course.
Mm-hmm.
An oak brush and wild crab apples.
Mm.
And dogwood.
Mm.
I've enjoyed them on this hill. Mm. The crab apple would bloom and the dogwood would bloom and the service, I think they called it service berries. They aren't any good for anything.
Now, are those things that people plant, or are they...
No, they just come from nature.
Just wild?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All of these are natures.
Okay. And things that have blooms on them, what would you call those? You might plant around your house.
Oh.
They're beautiful, like a rose. What are all of those together called?
Well, I don't know. Flowers.
Yeah.
Just flowers.
Okay.
Got a whole bunch planted out here with my lettuce.
I saw them as we came through. They're beautiful.
Our daughter did that.
They're beautiful. They really are. Could you tell me the names of the local streams? Any of the local streams, bodies of water around here?
Like the La Plata River.
Yes.
And the Animas River.
Yes.
And the Florida River. And the Pine River. And then on east of that is the San Juan.
Is that a river?
That's a river. And it goes on down. And all these converge into the San Juan.
Mm. Okay. Now, are there any kinds of bodies of water, moving bodies of water like that are smaller than rivers?
Well, in the spring of the year, we have a few. When we have snow,